Watch, British swimming legend Sharon Davis calls Dylan Mulvaney's Nike ad a kick in the teeth to women. By Dylan Gwynn on April 7, 2023. Former Olympic swimmer and outspoken defender of women's sports Sharon Davis is blasting Nike's decision to partner with trans activist Dylan Mulvaney to model women's sports bras and leggings, calling it a kick in the teeth to women. Ads featuring Mulvaney first appeared earlier this week, showing the activist prancing around in his yard wearing Nike women's gear. Nike isn't the only major brand to embrace Mulvaney in his supposed 365 days of womanhood. Bud Light also chose to put the activist's face on their cans to celebrate his womanhood. British swimming legend and actual woman Sharon Davis is not amused by Mulvaney or the brands that have chosen to attach themselves to him. When GB News asked what action people can take in response to the disdain women are being treated with, the 60-year-old Olympic silver medal winner says it's time for action. "We can protest," Davis said. "It's what's left for us at the moment because nobody really seems to be listening to the general public. So the only way we can actually make these companies and make governments listen is to boycott with our wallet." Davis said Mulvaney's portrayal of women in the ad seemed like a parody. In the past, it was always seen as an insult to say, "Run like a girl," and here we've got someone behaving in a way that's very unsportslike, that's very unathletic. "And it's so frustrating when only 1% of USA sponsorship dollars go to actual females in sport that they would do this." Davis continued, "It just seems like literally a kick in the teeth, constantly." While Davis strenuously opposes biological males being allowed to compete in women's sports, she does believe trans athletes should be able to compete in their own category. "It's also about finding a place for trans athletes," Davis said. "It's not about the sport not being for everybody, it absolutely is. It just has to be the right place. Let's debate it and add categories if we need to. If we can't talk about it, then we can't resolve the problem."